Services Radio and Television Service, this is Chuck Cecil with a Big Band Countdown. For this edition, it'll be a countdown of the 10 most popular records in America during the second week of October in the year 1952. From a compilation of music magazines, sheet music sales, jukebox selections, and record sales, here are the original recordings. And because they are the original, once in a while you will hear some scratch and distortion as we bring you the Big Band Countdown. Second week of October, 1952. Counting down to record number 10.
Shine, little glober, glimmer, glimmer. Shine, little glober, glimmer, glimmer. Lead us less too far, we wonder. Love's sweet voice is calling yonder. Shine, little glober, glimmer, glimmer. Hey, there, don't get dimmer, dimmer. Light the path below above and lead us on to love. Fire, glow like an incandescent wire. Glow for the female of the species. Turn on the AC and the DC. This night could use a little brightening. Light up, you little old bug of lightning. When you gotta glow, you gotta glow. Glow, little glowworm, glow.
Glow, little glowworm, glow and glimmer. Swim through the sea of night, little swimmer. Thou every night a cold evil. Illuminate yon woods primeval. See how the shadows deepen, darken. You and your chicks should get to sparking. I got a gal that I love so. Glow, little glowworm, glow. Turn the key on. You are equipped with taillight neon.
You got a cute vest pocket master, which you can make both slow and faster.
I don't know who you took the shine to, or who you're out to make a sign to.
I got a gal that I love so.
Go, little go and go.
Mills Brothers had the nation's 10th most popular record that second week of October, 1952. The Mills Brothers, backed by Hal McIntyre and his orchestra, their recording of Glowworm, record number 10. And this was record number 9.
See the pyramids along the Nile. Watch the sunrise on a tropic isle. Just remember, darling, all the while, you belong to me. See the marketplace in old Algiers. Send me photographs and souvenirs. Just remember when a dream appears. You belong to me. I'll be so alone without you. Maybe you'll be lonesome too and blue. The ocean in a silver flame. See a jungle when sweat with rain. Just remember till you're home again, you belong to me. I'll be so alone without you. Maybe you'll be lonesome too and blue. Fly the ocean in a silver sleigh. Jungle when wet with rain. Just remember till you're home again, you belong to me.
The second week of October, 1952, Patti Page had the nation's ninth most popular recording. Patti Page's You Belong to Me, record number 9 in the Big Band Countdown. When Benjamin Franklin wrote that a man with a trade had the opportunity for profit and honor, he also said that the trade had to be worked at. What he meant was that to achieve results in whatever you do, you have to work at it. Championship golfers lose their touch if they don't practice. Big-time prize fighters lose their timing if they don't train. Professional ball players can't hit a curveball if they don't have batting practice. In the same way, in military as well as civilian life, you have to work at your trade to be successful at it. If you're a writer, write. If you're a technician, study. Whatever you want to be or plan to be, start working harder at it. Starting now. That second week of October, 1952. It was an era of panty raids, of flying saucers, a truce agreement in Korea, and Harry S. Truman, President of the United States. But there was a new presidential campaign starting. Adlai Stevenson running on the Democratic ticket, General Dwight D. Eisenhower, the Republican candidate for president. In music, there were all kinds of new sounds, like this big band extra.
Can say is rough. That's a cute piece of property. Yeah, she's as cool as they come, man. You're the end, you're the one for me. Gotta get to know. Cute piece of property.
A big band extra that was recorded just about 3 weeks before this survey, the 17th of September, 1952, when Billy May's big band made that recording of Cute Piece of Property, the encore singing the words. And this is Chuck Cecil returning now to the countdown, counting down to record number 8.
I'm trying to forget you, but try as I may, you're still my every thought, dear, every day. No use trying to forget you, 'cause I realize I'm trying to forget you with tears in my eyes, and those teardrops only remind me that I love you more and more. So I'll put my foolish pride behind me and come knocking, knocking at your door, and I'll be trying to impress you, hoping to possess you. Now I know I haven't a chance, dear. There's no remind me that I love you more and more. So I'll put my foolish pride behind me and come knocking, knocking at your door, and I'll be trying to impress you, hoping to possess you. Now I know I haven't a chance, dear. There's no denying, but you can't play my fellow for
the Hilltoppers, featuring the voice of Jim Isaka, and their recording of Trying was record number 8, that second week of October, 1952. Counting down to record number 7.
If you love me half as much as I love you, you wouldn't worry half as much as you do. You're nice to me when there's no one else around. You only build me up to let me down. If you missed me half as much as I miss you, you wouldn't stay away half as much as you do. I know that I would never be this blue if you only loved me half as much as I love you. As I miss you, you wouldn't stay away half as much as you do. I know that I would never be this blue if you only loved me half as much as I love.
Rosemary Clooney's recording of Half As Much was the nation's seventh most popular record that second week of October 1952, record number seven in the Big Band Countdown. The Indian has always been a partner of nature, not a destroyer of it. He wove legends about mountains, trees, lakes, and canyons. He believes in the spiritual forces of nature, but he has witnessed the erosion of his people, their customs, and their lands under the relentless tide of American civilization. Living close to nature, geared to the ritual of ancient ways, his way, the Indian way, seemed an anachronism in modern society. But now America is beginning to learn how valid his way was, how relevant to man's needs. From its Indian citizens, it is learning some lessons about restoring the balance between man and his surroundings. The Indian has maintained a vision of coherence and beauty. The land and the men upon it must exist in harmony. That second week of October 1952, sports fans were still talking about the World Series that had just ended about a week before. The New York Yankees had defeated the Brooklyn Dodgers. It took them seven games, though. The New York Yankees over the Brooklyn Dodgers. In a world of music, the King of Swing was back in the recording session, and he had a brand new record in the music stores and for radio stations to play. It sounded like this. Thank you. Goodman Sextet and a big band extra. A new recording for Benny Goodman of his old favorite, Undecided. At least it was new then. It had been recorded the 30th of July, 1952. Just about 11 weeks before this survey. Back to the survey. Counting down. Second week of October, 1952.
Do not forsake me, oh my darling. On this our wedding day. Do not forsake me, oh my darling. Not know what fate awaits me. I only know I must be brave, and I must face a man who hates me, or lie a coward, a craven coward, or lie a coward in my grief. Oh, to be torn twixt love and duty, supposing I lose my fair-haired beauty. Look at that big hand move along, near in high noon. He made a vow while in state prison, vowed it would be my life or his, and I'm not afraid of death, but oh, what will I do? Me. Do not forsake me, oh my darling. You made that promise as a bride. Do not forsake me, oh my darling. Although you're grieving, don't think of leaving. Now that I need you by my side, wait along, wait along, wait along, wait along.
Frankie Lane had the nation's sixth most popular recording that second week of October 1952. It was a Western song. It had been the theme song of a famous motion picture, High Noon, the title of the tune and the film. Frankie Lane's recording of High Noon, the sixth most popular record in our big band countdown. This is Chuck Cecil for American Forces Radio and Television Service with a big band countdown. In this edition, it's a survey of the top 10 records in the United States during the second week of October, 1952. From vintage editions of Billboard, Cashbox, Downbeat, Metronome, Orchestra World, and Variety comes this presentation of the original, sometimes scratchy records that now make up the big band countdown.
Thank you. relaxed, no-hassle atmosphere of my home in Florida.
I miss fresh seafood.
I miss water skiing.
I miss being in the stands and rooting for my favorite team, Miami Dolphins.
A good selection of foes in my size.
Catching, cooking, and eating fresh water smelt.
If you've ever wondered why you're called upon to serve here in Europe, you're here to preserve a way of life, your own.
The second week of October, 1952, and counting down to record number 5. Guitars, his electronics, and his tape machines. His performance of Meet Mr. Callaghan was record number 5 that second week of October, 1952. Oh, the big bands were still around. They were still making records. Witness this big band extra.
Thank you.
The big band of Stan Kenton wasn't reaching the charts that second week of October 1952, but that extra gives you an idea what was going through his musical mind. The record was a little over 4 weeks old at the time of our survey. An extra by Stan Kenton's big band, Taboo, the tune. Counting down now to the popularity charts to record number 4.
John by the dozen, dressed in style, go hog wild, me oh my oh, son of a gun, we'll have big fun on the bio.
Jumbo lie and a crawfish pie till they come home, cause tonight I'm gonna see my Michelle and me oh.
The second week of October 1952, the nation's fourth most popular record. Joe Stafford, with an assist from the Norman Luboff Choir and her husband Paul Weston directing the orchestra, her recording of Jambalaya, number 4 in the Big Band Countdown. How do you know? You go to the education office and let them tell you about their on-the-job training, the vocational courses, how to get a high school diploma, even how to go to college, and all the courses that are accredited. Let them tell you how to know. You can make your time in the service a time of growth, whether or not you plan to stay in. You can be a bigger person. The education office has knowledge for you, and they hope it'll go straight to your head. The education office. Grow there.
American Voices Radio.
That second week of October 1952, in the world of sports, Rocky Marciano was the world's heavyweight boxing champion. On the tennis courts, Maureen Sedgman and Maureen Connolly were tennis champions. And in music, Tommy Dorsey's big band, creating such new sounds as this, Extra.
Thank you.
some of the musical thoughts that were running through bandleader Tommy Dorsey's head. During that second week of October 1952, Bill Finnegan had made the arrangement, and the Dorsey Band's recording of Keel Row was heard here as a big band extra. But now, back to the countdown. Second week of October 1952, record number 3.
They're not making the skies as blue this year. Wish you were here. As blue as they used to when you were near. Wish you were here. And the mornings don't seem as new, brand new as they did with you. Wish you were here, wish you were here, wish you were here. Someone's painting the leaves all wrong this year. Wish you were here. And why did the birds change their song this year? Wish you were here. They're not shining the stars as bright. They've stolen the joy from the night. Wish you were here. Wish you were here. Wish you were here.
Second week of October, 1952, when Eddie Fisher's recording of Wish You Were Here climbed in the number 3 place in America's popularity polls. Eddie Fisher's Wish You Were Here, record number 3. Counting down to number 2.
I went to your wedding, although I was dreading the thought of losing you. The organ was playing, my poor heart kept saying, your dreams are through. And I was crying too.
the teardrops were falling because we were losing you. Your father was crying, and I was crying too. The teardrops were falling because we were
Patti Page's recording of I Went to Your Wedding, record number 2 on that second week of October, 1952. Record number 2. That second week of October, 1952. In motion pictures, the great features were Greatest Show on Earth, Come Back a Little Sheba, High Noon, and Viva Zapata. In music, there was a great jazz artist making a splash in popular music. This big band extra demonstrates why.
I walk alone because, to tell you the truth, I'll be lonely. I don't mind being lonely when my heart tells me you're lonely too. I walk alone. They'll ask me why, and I'll tell them I'd rather bear a dreams I must gather, dreams we fashion tonight. You help me die. I'll always be there, you, wherever you are each night. In every prayer, if you call, I'll hear you. No matter how far, just close your eyes, and I'll be there. Please walk alone. You send your love and your kisses to guide me till you walk in beside me. I walk alone. And your kisses to guide me till you walk in beside me. Mom, I was alone.
The way Louis Armstrong sounded during that year of 1952. His recording of I'll Walk Alone, an extra before we conclude the Big Band Countdown. Webster defines women as adult female persons. Slang dubs them foxes. And Shakespeare said, frailty, thy name is woman. But the military recognizes its women as weather observers, finance clerks, and doctors, taking full advantage of equal pay and equal opportunity. The service congratulates and salutes its women for showing their worth in filling vital roles with skill and style. And now, for the second week of October, 1952, this was the nation's favorite record. This was number one.
Darling, all the while you belong to me. See the marketplace in old Algiers. Send me photographs and souvenirs. Just remember when a dream appears.
Nation's favorite record during the second week of October, swinging year 1952. It was Joe Stafford's voice, her husband Paul Weston directing the orchestra. The tune, You Belong to Me. Joe Stafford, You Belong to Me. Record number one in this edition of the Big Band Countdown. For the past hour, this has been Chuck Cecil with the Big Band Countdown. We've listened to the 10 most popular records in the United States for the second week of October, 1952. From a collection of vintage publications and original, sometimes scratchy records, this has been my survey of yesterday's top 10, the Big Band Countdown.
Say, This is the American Forces Network, Europe.